AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. JP Morgan's high water close rests on strong diversified bank breadth, with volume still below trend. JPM finished the week at $353.20, effectively on its 52-week high, while the bank's diversified group showed unusually broad signal support. The caveat is participation. The advance came on 0.9 times normal 13-week volume. Research brief. JP Morgan Chase added 3.6% in the week to 24 July and is up 7.8% over 4 weeks, keeping its weekly trend signal active for a fourth straight week. Sector context is supportive, especially inside diversified banks, where 94.4% of names have active trend signals and 100% show positive activity pressure. The stock's own price action is strong, but the close stands 13.8% above its trend line and 48.9% above ShareMaestro fair value, while volume remains short of fuller confirmation. Key points. 1. JPM closed at $353.20, or 99.8% of its 52-week range, just below the $353.40 high. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with price 13.8% above the $310.40 trend line, and active in 35 of the past 52 weeks. 3. Momentum remains constructive across periods, 3.6% for 1 week, 7.8% for 4 weeks, 13.0% for 12 weeks, and 20.0% over 52 weeks. 4. U.S. banks' diversified breadth is very strong, with 94.4% active trend signals, 100.0% positive market dynamics, and 94.4% positive relative strength. 5. Volume was 40.2 million shares, equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average of 44.9 million, leaving participation less convincing than price action. Price action tests the high, but the move is already stretched versus value. JP Morgan Chase ended the latest week at $353.20, up 3.6%, almost matching its 52-week high of $353.40. The stock has now gained 7.8% over 4 weeks and 13.0% over 12 weeks, with a 20.0% 52-week return. That puts the close at 99.8% of its yearly range and leaves essentially no current drawdown from the high. The weekly trend signal remains active for a fourth consecutive week, and the stock has been in an active trend state for 35 of the past 52 weeks, a 67.3% trend breadth reading. The price is 13.8% above the $310.40 trend line, which keeps the regime constructive. The valuation side is less forgiving. JPM trades 48.9% above ShareMaestro fair value of $237.30, so further progress needs evidence of sustained demand rather than simple multiple expansion. Diversified bank breadth is the strongest part of the setup. The broader financial services sector was broadly steady on the week, with the sector average weekly return effectively flat, but its 4-week and 12-week averages remain positive at 5.2% and 8.3%. JPM stands in the 91st percentile across 992 U.S. financial services names, with positive market dynamics and positive relative strength. The industry context is stronger still. Within U.S. banks diversified, the average weekly return was 0.7%, while 94.4% of the group carried active trend signals. 100.0% had positive market dynamics, and 94.4% showed positive relative strength. JPM ranked third in the industry for the week and fifth over 4 weeks, though its 12-week gain of 13.0% trails the industry average of 14.9%, with MUFG and SMFG showing stronger quarterly follow-through. Market dynamics are positive, but volume has not confirmed the breakout with force. JPM's latest activity pressure reading is positive, at 1.64, while relative strength sits at 6.54. The setup also carries a positive next week expectancy of 63.67%, consistent with a constructive but not unqualified read. The signal state is therefore balanced. The trend backdrop is active and price is well above trend. But the activity pressure read did not produce a fresh buy signal. Latest weekly volume was 40.2 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 44.9 million and the 52-week average of 44.8 million. Leaving the ratio at 0.9 times on both measures. That is not weak enough to undermine the advance, but it does mean the high water close arrived without the heavier turnover usually associated with stronger confirmation. Risk is lower than the annual norm, yet reversal markers matter near the high. Recent volatility has cooled, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.1% versus a 52-week base of 2.8%. The short-term distribution is supportive. 17 of the past 26 weeks finished higher, with 3 strong gain weeks and only 1 sharp loss week. Over the full 52-week window, the up-down split is 31 positive weeks to 21 negative weeks. The risk evidence is not absent. Average losing weeks at negative 2.5% are slightly larger than average winning weeks at 2.3%. And the data flags 6 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. With the stock sitting almost exactly at its high and at a large premium to fair value, the next test is whether activity pressure and volume can improve, or whether the move begins to show exhaustion around the upper end of the range. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.